Ian Urbina reported this series, and he joins me now. Ian, welcome.
Thanks.
In the first part of your series, you talk about a particular ship, the Donna Liberta, and you document a whole manner of crimes, terrible treatment of its crew, throwing stowaways overboard, dumping oily residue into the water. You're able to name the owner of the ship, but yet nothing seems to be done about that. Why is that?
Number one, a lot of these companies are essentially P.O. boxes, and they're sort of shells over shells over shells, and that was the case here. So just pinning down the owning company was tough. But secondly, you know, you have a boat that has maybe 10 different nationalities in terms of the crew, the captain from yet another nation, the company that owns it is a third nation, and it's flagged to a fourth nation, and it's passing through international waters. So even figuring out who would prosecute or investigate a crime is tough. And then the last part is there's really no one wanting to investigate these matters. When crimes occur, it's usually against crew or the environment. And the crew are typically from poor countries, and those countries don't have the wherewithal to prosecute.